Track 10, What's the Story? Now, everyone has their own particular way of doing Christmas, don't they? So let's hear now an account of what Christmas used to be like for the occupants of Summer Leighton Hall.
We're leaving Norfolk temporarily and taking a look at the Suffolk district of Summer Leighton. There is a Norfolk link, as you will find out. Memories of Christmases gone by are always fascinating. In the Norfolk Sound Archive, which is part of the Norfolk Records Office, there's a sound recording of the memoirs of the Honourable Lady Smith, the daughter of Savile Brinton, 1st Baron Summer Leighton. In these memoirs, Lady Smith, whose full name was Monica, recalls her Christmases as a child at Summer Leighton Hall in the early years of the 20th century. During the build-up to Christmas, there was plenty of shopping to do, as she explains. The cousins must have arrived for Christmas before the other guests, and there was an expedition to Lowestoft in the break. The break was an open vehicle with two horses with seats along each side facing inwards for late Christmas shopping. I used to budget pretty carefully. The cousins generally received a beautiful little copy of the classics bound in pretty coloured suede at a shilling each. The inside meant little to me, but the price was right. It might be the extracts from the Book of Proverbs or some poetry or other. Then there were always block calendars or some small article of stationery from Floods. Possibly a cup and saucer for some special person, such as Nanny, from the Sixpence Halfpenny Bazaar. On the drive home in the dusk, we used to sing the latest songs brought home from school by Frank. One time it was so cold that we all sat on the floor of the break with a rug over our heads. The poor old coachman had no such protection, sitting bolt upright on the box. Someone would run ahead on the arrival home to see what was in the dining room table and come rushing back with the good news. Hot stuff. This was a slightly sweet tea cake, well soaked with butter, a great favourite. The few days leading up to Christmas also brought back fond memories. On Christmas Eve, the Salvation Army Band used to come from Lowestoft and play the old carols whilst I was in bed. How I loved it. For Christmas Day, the family made sure that their employees were looked after first. On Christmas morning, all my father's employees came for their Christmas boxes. The outside people walked from the back passage, through the hall and out of the front door, while Mum handed them their presents and Dad and we children stood behind her, calling, "Merry Christmas, Harry! Merry Christmas, Jimmy!" and so on. Then came the house servants, who turned round the butler and went back kitchenwards. Once the employees had received their presents, the family would go off to church, before coming home in pleasant anticipation of roast turkey and plum pudding. I wonder if you remember the Christmas dinners of the past. Is plum pudding still a thing? Did you open your presents on Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, or after the big dinner? Or did your servants open them for you?
Thank you very much for that, Tony.